Utah farmers and ranchers are feeling frustrated and concerned since the USDA funding freeze has threatened some of their livelihoods. Mike Lavender with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says because of the Trump administration's federal funding freeze, a number of critical programs remain paused and under review. Others, like the Environmental Quality Incentive Program and the Conservation Stewardship Program, will start to receive funds once again from the USDA if they had contracts already in place. Lavender says some farms' viability is on the line.
The challenge here is, of course, many of these programs, including agricultural conservation programs, are reimbursement based. So in many cases, farmers have already paid out of pocket and are now being told that they won't be reimbursed by the federal government on the timeline they had expected.
Lavender says many farmers may have been left wondering if they'll be left on the hook for unpaid funds. Meanwhile, the White House says the administration is looking to make agencies more efficient, which include to better serve farmers. Trump's trade war could also spell trouble for farmers, especially as the cost of fuel, feed, and equipment have risen and many crop prices have fallen. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said USDA is considering direct payments to farmers if tariffs lead to major farm losses. But the last few weeks have been stressful. Lavender says farmers not having certainty from their federal partners is debilitating.
There's never a good time for uncertainty, but this is a particularly bad time. And we're seeing that across agricultural conservation, energy efficiency programs, as well as other programs that invest in infrastructure and supply chains.
Various farm groups have expressed their concerns that new tariffs on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China could negatively affect the American agricultural sector and raise costs for farmers. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.